Good evening. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WATU. N2OIQ.
WV2RUQ.
Okay, there's three right there on the bat there. So we'll start with WATU. John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening. Not a whole lot. WATU, I hope I'm making a repeat, about 45, 44 degrees. Last night we were supposed to get some frost, and we were supposed to get some tonight. So just wanted to do a quick check-in. Kathy and I are all well here, and all is good. So a lot colder up there where you are, and we'll say good evening. I got to get a... I have to have you give me your name once again. Now, take me a moment or two to remember. But everything's fine from Clay, New York, Whiskey, WATU. Back to that, we'll say good evening to all.
Okay, John, yeah, my name here is Jeff. And, yeah, it was a cool one. I can tell you that. We've seen snow plenty of times today. And fortunately, it would constantly melt, so none of it accumulated. But it was a chilly one all day today. All right, thanks for checking in, and you and the wife have a good time, or good evening there tonight. All right, N2OIQ, Dan, what's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and John, and who else is coming in tonight? John, you're down southern part of the state, I guess he's from. Anyways, we're not doing bad here. We're 36 degrees at the present time. Yeah. Cooling down fast here for sure. It was kind of a chilly day today. Cold. That wind was really cold. You get in the sun with the wind, that wasn't bad, but for overall, it was pretty cool. Yeah, I guess maybe tomorrow could be on the cool side, then after that, it's supposed to start warming back up. So, that sounds good. So, anyways. There ain't too much going on here. Just going through the computer and look up two things here. So, back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. N2OIQ here. N2OIQD.
Okay, Dan. Yeah, thanks for checking in. It's, that's what they say. One more cool night here, and then it's supposed to warm back up again. I'm ready for the warm weather myself. All right, thanks for checking in, Dan. We'll catch up with you later. WB2, RUQ, my father there, John, down in the Hudson Valley on Echo Link. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ, here in the valley named after Henry Hudson. We're currently 47 degrees. I don't think we got past the mid-50s today. Sunny, but cold and a pretty good wind. But no snow. I'll leave that for you guys, and just want to say a quick hi to my buddy Dan, and that's about it. I picked up your package today, and I'll drop that off Friday, and hopefully I understand WA2OFK may be home Friday, so I hope everything, goes well there. Okay. That's it, Jeff. Back to you, WB2RUQ.
Yeah, roger that. If he can keep it up, he'll be home by then. That's what it looks like. So, which reminds me, I gotta make a run down there to Sue's camp tomorrow and pick up his package down there. I forgot all about that. And see if I can't get that done tomorrow, provided there's no rain. All right, we'll see you there Friday. And otherwise, we'll catch you here up on the net. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
WXT, DJR.
Hi, Jeff.
Let me try that again. WXT, DJR.
Okay, I got two of you there. You kind of stepped on each other, but I believe I got this right. It's KA2ZNZ and WX2PJR. If there was anybody else in that scrum, could you please check in now? Okay, KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, nothing too exciting. Sorry about that, Paul. Didn't mean to step on you there. I guess I jumped in a little too quick. But cold day. Cold wind, and I think we got it up to around 50 here. It's about the highest I saw. Right now we're 43. And of course, we're all under a freeze warning down here tonight. So everybody, a lot of people have their plants covered up and so on and so forth. We don't really have anything out there that has a lot of bushes and things like that, so we don't worry too much about it. So, nothing else. Just say hello to everybody. And 7-3's all around. Back to you, Jeff. KA2000's up.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, we, the wife planted some flowers there the other day, and we got them covered up, but, there's one bush that we planted there late last fall that I have no idea how it reacts to cold, so I covered it up anyway. And a rose bush there covered that up, too. But otherwise, we haven't planted in the garden yet. We were thinking about it, and good thing we changed our mind. But maybe after this Sunday, or maybe this Sunday, actually, we might get some of it planted anyway. All right. Well, thanks for checking with us, Jack, and we'll catch up with you later. I'm going to try to catch Octane tonight if I can catch it between work and a shower. So, all right. WX2PJR. Paul, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Jack in there. Jack, you beat me to the mic, so there you go. That's all I got to say. Anyways, let's see here. 42 degrees out there currently. A little cloudy. I don't know if we'll freeze here or not tonight. Depends on if we get any of that lake instability remaining, I should say. Would be nice. I mean, it wouldn't be a bad thing. Keep us a little above freezing here, but I find it doubtful. No freeze warning here. It's too early for that. Nothing really is alive yet. I mean, yeah, the apple trees have all blossomed and everything else, but I don't think one night's really going to hurt them. It didn't freeze last night. If it doesn't get too cold tonight, it shouldn't really hurt them that much either. So hopefully that theory holds true. Other than that, not much else going on here. Yeah, thanks for throwing up the call there the other night. Good thing Will was listening, because all of a sudden I see a message here on Facebook. So I had it open, and I was playing around on the 6-meter band there, and it was kind of crazy hearing all these stations on 6 meters that I'd never heard before. And it was like, wow, I didn't know this band was like this. You mean to tell me for years I could have actually done this? Oh, well. But anyways, yeah, it was pretty fun. Other than that, it seemed to go well. And not too much else to add here, and pass it back to you, WX2PJR.
Okay, Paul, yeah, no problem. I usually try to be here on the nights that other people want to pick up the net just in case, because things come up. And, you know, sometimes the net's not the biggest priority in life. Let's put it that way. And I know, I appreciate it if I don't show up. If anybody wants to pick it up on the night that I usually do it, please do. If I'm not here, pick up the net. Anybody is welcome to do that. If you need to find the preamble, so you can start the net properly, you can find it on BoonvilleARC.com. There's a link to the preamble there on the homepage. It's BoonvilleARC.com, Alpha Romeo Charlie. All right. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for checking in, and I hope you're right about the apple blossoms. All right. This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KLA.
KLA. KD2 VLA. Clint, good evening. What's up tonight?
KD2 AIT. Good evening, Jim. This is KD2 VLA. Well, don't have much to report. Run over to Forestport, picked up some natural gasoline to run the lawnmower and stuff with. And you run better than using this gasoline that they add to it. So that's about all the excitement I had today. Couple coffee shops. So I want to say 73s.
Yeah, I know exactly the station you're talking about. I stopped in there to get some of that ethanol-free gas, and the pump wasn't working right, so I couldn't get any out of it. I was depressed. I was getting all the gas for the two-cycle stuff, and I ended up having to get the kind with ethanol in it. So I guess I'll just have to use that chainsaw a bit more this year, and that way it doesn't go stale. All right, Clint, thanks for checking in tonight. And we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Whoops. I don't think that last transmission went through, because when I took my finger off the button, nothing happened. Let me try again here. As for my day, I just had to work all day, and I'm trying to get a bunch of hours in tonight, so I don't have to work as much tomorrow. I got a bunch of things tomorrow I want to get done. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank John, Dan, John, Jack, Paul, and Clint for checking in tonight, and say 73s to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2 AIT, clear. One other note, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club May meeting will be on Tuesday, May 21st. At the Dodge Pratt Northern Mart and Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street. Everybody's welcome to attend if you have any interest in getting your ham license. That's a good place to start. Okay, KD2 AIT clear.
In use, N2KKL. This is N2KKL for Oxen. Do we have any stations wishing to sign in with or without traffic?
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Pauline. No traffic.
N2KKL, WX2PJR. Did I just hear you on the Brothers Net, by the way? Anyways. No traffic.
All right, KD2AIT and WX2PJR.
Roger that.
Your first name, please.
It's Paul, Papa Alpha Uniform Lima.
Okay, Paul, thanks. And KD2AIT, thanks, Jeff. Any others?
KC2NBU, good evening, Pauline. No traffic.
KC2NBU, hi Ray, thank you for signing in. Any others? This is the final call for Octane. Any others? Alrighty, hearing no others, 73 guys, have a good evening. This is N2KKL returning this repeater to other amateur uses. And I am QSY back to 17.